Mornings. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on. I guess we're on.
We are live. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the studio. And I finally figured it out, Randy, why there's a Bible inside the studio.
I don't care about that. But more importantly, my streak continues.
When that is?
I guess I blew out another board.
You are. The Randy rub is real.
I guess. I have no idea if we're on.
I have no sound in my headphones.
I have no. Well, how about that?
Oh, that's
good. Can you hear now?
That's way too good.
Too loud?
That's way too loud. I have my own thoughts.
All right. So I really don't want to be in a good mood right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I really don't know if I can hear myself.
You got to keep that streak alive. That, you know, the first 15 minutes is always a griping about life of Randy Harris. So,
well, there's something we need to talk about and discuss right out of the blocks.
Oh, get it. Let's go.
The word legend.
Legend.
The word icon.
Icon.
So I think we talked about it last week. Is there any way we can confirm if we're on?
I mean, I feel like we're on.
Do you?
I can hear myself speaking.
That don't mean you're on.
Doesn't mean we're live.
So I got in a little disagreement or whatever on the Book of Face when someone said Tampa Bay legend Shaq Barrett was released.
Ah. It's always tragic when they have to pack up and leave town.
Or when they're not a legend.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess that one
Let
counts.
Me tell you who is a freaking legend.
All right.
Let me tell you who is a freaking icon.
All right.
Mark Coleman.
Yeah, the godfather.
Of ground and pound.
He's got the greatest nickname in martial arts, probably.
So, you know, we talked about it, whatever, it seems like yesterday, but it was probably years ago, about Cain Velasquez and what he did. And that he shot at a alleged pedophile of a family member, missed him and shot somebody else, yeah. Which is the casualty of shooting. In,
right. Yeah.
And what I said was that he did something that we've all said we would do.
Right.
And I believe most didn't and don't have the balls to do.
Correct.
Okay. Mark Coleman goes into a burning fire of his parents' house, saves his dad, takes him out, goes back in and saves his mom, takes her out, then goes back in to find the dog, Hammer. You know, the name of his gym is the Hammer House.
Right.
The fire takes the dog out and almost, and possibly still could, take Mark out. Mark's in a hospital. I spoke to Wes Sims last night. I spoke to him again this morning. And in bad shape, but we all agree that if anybody can come through this, just like, you know, we talked about Matt Hughes and very few could have survived that. This is only number four, just so you know.
Four.
Mark has nine lives. No, he's a cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a goat. Has nine lives, and this will be probably number four. And hopefully he comes out. When I spoke to Wes earlier today, he said very little. And I said, I understand.
Wes says very little, or Mark?
Well, Mark's not talking.
Oh, so he's intimated.
Yeah. I don't know what to extent. I do know a few things that I'm not going to repeat. But he said the worst part is typical scum media people, okay, calling the hospital, claiming to be friends.
Oh, man.
And can we get an update? And we know it's media. They've said it's media. You know, once they got caught, oh, well, we're www. And so I kind of got adamant in the big bold letters. He said that a lot of these people are calling, pretending to be friends. And I, in big bold, I go, I am a friend, damn it, LOL. So thoughts are with the Coleman family.
For sure.
Wes as well. You know, Wes is basically family, you know, when it comes to Mark and the Colemans. And sad times, and hopefully some good news will come out later today or tomorrow. I asked Wes to come on, and I don't think he's going to. They really, from what he said, basically was knowing Mark the way Wes does and the way I do, the first person that should talk about Mark Coleman is Mark Coleman.
For sure.
And he'll want to wait, you know, and until it's later on. But big thoughts, big comments, big prayers, all that stuff, if you do those things with the GOAT of the UFC heavyweight division.
No question.
The godfather of ground and pound. And really a good dude.
All the way.
You know, he reminds me a lot of my late uncle, my late father-in-law, my late grandfather. Just a bad, mean dude that's really a pussycat.
Well, the more violent the sport, the more humble the human, right?
Sometimes.
You see it in hockey, you see it in
Well, hockey's not a violent sport.
It's the original bare knuckle.
No, they got gloves on.
They take them off.
Sometimes.
They take off the gloves.
If they're smart, they don't.
Fisticuffs.
They leave it on. They leave the helmet on.
Just saying.
Right just before the fight, they skate over to the bench and they put an extra helmet on, just in a visor. You always give me crap about Debbie Downer and all that kind of stuff, but
let's look at the other side of the coin, though. If he did nothing and stayed inactive, right? Then we're reporting about his parents who tragically passed away in a house fire. So if one of them has to go, I think most of us would sacrifice our own life to save our parents if we were facing that same situation. So, you know, not that I'm wishing or hoping for anything negative, but if he does not survive this, at least he's a hero. I mean, he goes out.
Well, he's a hero
either way.
Just for attempting it. And I was going to joke with Wes. You know, I felt really good when I spoke to Wes yesterday because I got him to laugh a little bit and, you know, we joked about a few things. What I was going to say, and hopefully this wouldn't have come out and doesn't come out wrong, but I think Mark planned this. Okay. Not, you know, in the tragedy and I'm not making light of it. That, you know, Wes has always been known as the superhero. Mm. You know, he's chased down robbers at the Ohio State, and, you know, he's done a couple superhero things. So Mark kind of felt like he had to top Wes. Now, he didn't start the fire. That's a Billy Joel song.
Oh, it is.
You know?
We didn't start the fire?
Right. Well, so, and I was just going to joke around, but it's not really joking. Well, but, you know, laughter is the best medicine, you know, as well. I'm not making light of the situation. But like I just said, I felt good that I made Wes kind of crack up a little bit. You know, when I said this is only number 4 of 9, and he knew what I meant right away and kind of laughed. And so tragic, hopefully, no matter what, it's tragic because Hammer has passed away. But hopefully Mark comes out of it. His parents, you know, seem to be okay as well. And we'll see.
We'll do.
Thoughts, prayers with the GOAT of the UFC. All right. So scheduled a lot of things to talk about. We're going to do the segment brought by Steve Linnae. Steve wants to start People Are This Dumb segment. and I have representatives, many representatives for People Are This Dumb segment, which we will do later. Scheduled on today's show, Jeremy Kennedy. He will be fighting for the Bellator featherweight title next Friday, I believe, the 22nd in Ireland. Then we're going to do a run of UFC fighters getting back in the octagon this weekend. And we'll start with Brian Barberina, then our good friend Gerald Meerschaert, Chelsea Chandler. Every time I hear that, and we've talked to Chelsea before, I think of the comedian.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she's the big star. I mean, she was big for a while. I don't know where she's at now or what she's doing. But
all I know is who her boyfriend is.
And that's 50 Cent? It wasn't 50 Cent for a while?
I couldn't tell you.
Who is it now?
It's the comedian that I was going to go see. It'll come to me. A very funny comedian, but I can't think of his name. I'll get it for you.
It wouldn't be break. Joe K, would it?
It's Joe K, yes.
Joe K.
Yeah.
Or Coy.
Coy. Joe Coy.
Sorry, Joe Coy. Sorry.
Joe Coy.
He pipes in, and he's wrong.
Yeah.
He's killing me.
I know, it happens. I'm sorry.
Pronunciation's hard.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Words are hard.
Yeah, school's hard.
All right, so let's, at least we're going to stay on schedule. We might not have started on schedule, but let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from in the studio. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Song, Buck Up Energy Drink, and Byron Accelerator.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is back April 12th, live at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in Clearwater. In the main event, the formerly retired Mike the Marine Richmond returns and eyes his destiny. But Destiny's saboteur, Eric El Travisio Lozano, has other intentions. In the co-main event, former world champion Elvin El Bandito Brito toes the line with Jafar Fort Knox. Avoid the sellout. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. I really didn't want to start. I didn't want to go into this segment, People Are This Dumb, but you two are that dumb.
Why are we dumb?
You're telling me that Ivan Drago killed Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, the Russian dude. He was a monster. He got like 7 foot tall.
The only problem is he killed Apollo Creed.
Well, he would have killed Rocky.
Well, obviously he wouldn't have because he didn't. They fought.
You could have a sequel after the person dies. I mean, they're bringing back the 300 Gladiator series. November's releasing the new movie. And they already killed the main character in the last movie. Scarface is dead. You know, last scene of his movie.
No idea what you're talking about.
So Rocky could have died. The Russian guy should have killed him. He was bigger, stronger.
He should have.
Leaner.
He should have.
Meaner.
But obviously not meaner. Obviously not meaner, because that American, Rocky Balboa, from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Would have got crushed over in Russia. Like, that guy
was
a machine. Forget Burt Kirshner. The machine is Dolph Lundgren.
I think one of the guys that's on today, his nickname is The Machine. But
you can't have that nickname.
Since I brought up People Are This Dumb, we're going to do the People Are This Dumb segment.
All right. Let's get it.
This is this week's...
Do we have a jingle? Can we do an intro, something fun?
How about maybe get off your fat, lazy rear and set that all up? No, there it is.
Go for it.
All right. Here it is. I don't know how many of you morons out there... Okay.
Hold on. Give the number to the station first while you talk.
Sure. 727-441-3000.
There you go.
If you agree with this...
He's talking to you.
...then you are a moron.
All right. Call in.
People are blasting Bob Saget's widow because she has started dating.
Okay.
It's been 2 years.
Really? 2 years since Saget?
Is that crazy?
Fell and landed on some bullets.
He didn't land on some bullets.
There's speculation that it was foul play. I mean, if you go back to the Mystery Men movie, the main plot was the bowler fell down an elevator shaft and landed on some bullets, and they didn't know how he passed. So
he died January 9th, 2022.
Okay. So what's the window of time after a spouse is taken out?
We'll talk about that. Okay, I don't know who said this, but somebody said, Bob Saget's not coming back. It's time to move on. I think 2 years is plenty.
Yeah.
You know,
what's not acceptable? Like next day?
Yeah.
Like taking a date to the funeral?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know, I got this event I got to go through on the weekend. You want to go?
You want to come hang?
Got a limo.
You know, I mean,
it's nice.
It's one of those things that I hate, you know, that unwritten rule thing. I mean, obviously, you know, a week after, that means it was predetermined. You know, I think 2 years is fine. I think a year is fine. Move on. You know, everybody says that they would want their spouse or significant other to move on. You know, they're still going to think about, they're still going to, you know, hopefully have feelings and, you know, but the person is gone.
Sure.
You know, why struggle? Why not be happy? 2 years, I think, is sufficient. So if you agree with that, you do fall into the category of people are this dumb.
So do you think it's a bad strategy to go to funeral homes to, like, look for singles?
Scout.
Instead of, like, dating apps, you just go to, like, you know, when you see a full parking lot at a funeral home, you just pull in, grab some food. Like, you like buffets in a funeral? It's a little weird.
So it's not wedding crashers, it's funeral crashers.
Grave crashers.
Oh, my God, that's awful. That is awful. I just came from the Baker Mayfield press conference.
Yeah, he's back in town.
Can you say cha-cha-ching? Guy bet on himself.
3 year.
I think 100 mil.
$100 million.
$50 million guaranteed.
To take this team to the first round of the playoffs.
Well, first of all, to the second round.
Okay.
Okay, second they round. Won the first round, and then they lost the second round to Detroit.
Got it.
And Baker said, somebody asked Baker, you know, did you know about Mike Evans and such? And he said that Mike Evans called a couple days before he agreed and said, are we doing this thing or what?
Oh, I like that.
Well, I'm sure they both wanted to know that the other was there.
For sure.
You know, for sure. The Buccaneers made a sizable commitment. Somebody asked Baker, and this is why I love Baker Mayfield. And I know both of you love to trash me, make fun of me, and I do like I normally do, ignore you. But you both have to admit that I said from day one, I love Baker Mayfield. I love everything about him. I love his grit. I love his heart. You know, where running backs, receivers, quarterbacks run out of bounds, this guy doesn't. You know, I'm not saying he's smart, because sometimes it's smart to get out of bounds. So somebody asked Baker Mayfield, the returning starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that did you look at Cousins' contract in Atlanta?
$180 million.
And your thoughts? And he basically said, I'm happy with this. You know, this is life-changing money.
Right.
They asked if he purposely took less so that other pieces could, you know, and he said he did. And he goes, I'm happy with this. And then Jason Light, the general manager, piped in, no state taxes.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
You know, you go to some of these other states where you're losing 20, 35, 40%. So it worked out. I'm very happy. But here's my question, and we have 5 minutes into this segment. I believe Jason Light is a, not a sponsor, what's investor, is an investor in this hat company.
Okay.
What is up with these hats with the names upside down?
I don't know. I think it was a misprint. Somebody put it out and it became trendy.
It's not a misprint. It was done. I'm sure it was done on purpose.
It's done deliberately now, but all the cities have them.
Right.
But I think somebody, probably a printer, loaded the hat in the machine wrong and embroidered upside down or did something. He put it on or wore it around because he didn't want to waste material, and then it went viral. That's how those things work. It's never really planned. It's just kind of accidental. Like penicillin.
Like penicillin?
Well, it was just moldy bread. We didn't know we were going to develop medicine.
Well, and moldy cheese.
Cheese.
Why don't we just, for like 1 week, just eat moldy stuff?
Well, if you go to Golden Corral, I'm sure you have.
We did go to Golden Corral, and I got to be honest, we went to it in Vegas. It was pretty good.
They're not bad. But the question
is, commercials are better.
But the real question is, is Baker Mayfield, and I know you're a huge fan.
Go ahead.
I know you're on a bandwagon. But is he the guy to get the Bucs to the next level? Like, can he really take this team? Or is it just 3 years of a fan favorite, selling merchandise, and, you know, holding until they reload or rebuild the Buccaneer organization with talent that can get them to the Super Bowl?
I think that with talent would be the other pieces. I think Baker Mayfield can do it.
Okay.
I do. You know, he's a guy, he's a gunslinger. You know, Brett Favre, you know, yep. He's going to throw some interceptions. He's going to do some bad things. But, yeah, I think he is the guy. And the other comment on that is, who else is out there? You have to look at that, too.
Well, Jameis Winston was available until he got gobbled up by the Cleveland
Browns.
Oh,
he got gobbled up all right. Yeah, he ate some gobble up there.
He beat W's and crab legs.
I would rather have Baker Mayfield.
Come on, bring Jameis back. It'd be the true redemption story.
No, the true redemption story the Buccaneers have with Baker Mayfield. Nobody wanted this guy. Number one or first round draft pick. I think he was the number one too in Cleveland, wasn't he? Went to Charlotte, and then Jenna Lane brought up, and I vaguely remember this. You know, their final game of the season last year was against the Panthers, and they're going to the playoffs, and he was in the room where he got fired from. When he was with the Panthers. I mean, that's a redemption story as well. I'd rather roll with Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Like I said, I love his determination, his grit, everything about him. And we'll see. This will be an interesting year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure.
They are the defending champions of the South, which means they have the champion schedule next year. I'd rather have – Jason Light said he'd rather – or no, it was Todd Bowles said he'd rather have the champions scheduled than last place. I'd rather have last place.
And Todd Bowles is your greatest Buccaneer head coach of all time.
Another segment in the People Are This Dumb segment.
He's got the three championships consecutive. No one other coach has done that.
No, he doesn't.
AFC or whatever.
He doesn't.
He does.
He was a defensive coach.
He was still part of it.
Oh, part of it. Okay. Well, then Shelton Quarles is the greatest.
They're giving half sacks for people. You should get half credit for being on the coaching staff of a championship season.
You are, my friend, this dumb. meant to talk about it a couple weeks ago, and I remember this guy. Billy Jack Haynes used to wrestle in Tampa at the Armory in Tampa, being accused of murder.
Okay.
And through his character, because that was his character, you know, like Billy Jack was a lot like Rambo.
Okay.
Okay. So I think he lived, you know, Northwest, Seattle, Washington, something like that. So kind of fitting. That he was the one, unfortunately.
So the real wrestler, like, is accused of murder? Or did murder?
No.
Is it recent? Or
old? Yeah, it's fairly recent.
Really?
Yeah, months, 6 weeks ago. Yeah, a former, so old school wrestler. You know, I'd probably say he's in his 70s. And we'll have the fact checker do it. Not fat checker. The fact checker. Check that when we go to the next break. So, last week, action-packed, at least here in the Tampa Bay area. We had the Firestone Grand Prix.
We did.
We had the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando.
We did.
We had the UFC down in Miami.
You did.
And Dana said he didn't realize or think about doing UFC 305 in Miami.
The 305.
The 305.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Pitbull told him. Pitbull's Mr. 305.
I thought it was Flo Rida.
And he's Mr. Worldwide.
I thought that was Flo Rida.
No, Flo Rida's a different guy.
No, I know it's a different guy.
Yeah. But he's a different nickname. Like, you know, Pitbull's Mr. Worldwide.
And, but Florida is Florida. How can you not give Mr. Florida to Florida?
Flo Rida?
Flo Rida.
Yeah, he's more like central, though.
Middle. Or south.
Middle.
No, I think he's south.
No. Mm-hmm. Miami is South America, and that's where Pitbull lives.
The other big news, Mike Tyson returns to the squared circle. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people hate Jake Paul doing it.
It's not happening.
Oh, it's happening.
They're not going to. He's not stepping in that ring. There's going to call off injury.
I don't think so.
Sponsored fell through.
It's an exhibition. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the commissions and all that stuff. I think it's going to happen.
I don't feel it. I don't really think it's actually going to happen. I don't believe it.
And it is going to bring in so much money.
For sure. The money play, the money grab is crazy. You know, and spelling the word KO is hard for Mike.
I just hope Mike doesn't get hurt.
Well, he's 60. I mean, he's
have you seen him
58
train?
Years old. Yeah, but he's training against a holding guy.
Right, holding the back.
Right. It's not real opponent in front of you.
This is a no-win fight for Jake Paul.
Right. If you beat up a legend, you're an idiot. And if you lose, you are an idiot.
Well, it's not if you beat him up, it's you're an idiot. It's if you beat him up, what did you beat up an old man.
Right.
Yeah. And then when he takes that Brinks truck to the bank in Puerto Rico, isn't that where he's living and training? So he backs that up in Puerto Rico, and he's laughing at all of you suckers.
I mean, it would be like you and I fighting at the food bank or the...
The food bank?
The food fight, you know, like where, you know, I have the advantages.
But you lost.
I don't know. No, I didn't go down.
Do I need to bring in the judge again?
We can replay it. I mean, if you want to see yourself hitting the ground again. But if Tyson hits the ground as hard as
grab
you
can. Grab the mic real quick.
Got it.
All right. Is this mic on? All right. Who won at the food fight?
That would be you, Randy.
Thank you, Steve. Turn his mic off.
We didn't have a discussion about rule sets.
There was right.
I didn't hit the ground. You can't have a knockout if you're like. Can you get knocked out while standing up?
Poor loser.
I know he is.
Can a ref call it if like the person doesn't hit the ground? Like
yes,
really?
Yes. You were disqualified.
For what?
Why do we have to keep going back into this?
For an early exit?
Yes.
Well, my timely exit. I mean, how about my precision? I missed the wand going around.
Right.
I stepped off of.
So you set me
excellence.
Up and you ran.
I mean,
fight is over. I was victorious.
A step back.
Just like this break is. Coming to you live from studio. We'll be here for the next couple weeks. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8 Man Strong, and Bio Accelerant.
This is Gale Prairie. I played with 8 teams, kind of San Francisco Giants and the rest of them. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Are you going to whine again about Reggie Bush's appeasement?
Give him his damn trophy back.
Give him his He Is Man award back.
Give him his award back. He deserves it. He earned it. Quit taking it away.
He must love that song.
Well, he does.
He's like, dude, shut up. Don't talk. I want to listen to my tunes.
I think Matt just comes here to listen to music. He's like, I don't have a speaker in my car, so I'm just going to go there.
I'm going to turn your mics off, and we're just going to listen to music. All right, before we go back in time, since you wanted to do that from Back to the Future and the Rocky sagas, we're going to go back and talk about UFC 299. But first,
okay,
we're going to talk about Steve's favorite media personality. His favorite person on planet Earth, Pat McAfee.
Okay. Had a disagreement. Public blow up.
Pat did?
Pat and Stephen A. Smith had a... Well, it got nasty, like personal.
I love it.
They had a blow up on camera, on air.
Tell me more.
They hate each other, like you and Steve.
Or like you and me.
Well, that's why there's a computer between us.
So I'm going to just say like John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John say, tell me more. What happened?
I don't know. I just saw that they got in a big fight. I didn't watch the actual video.
I don't watch a whole lot of stuff. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
I'd like one of those
but why
dudes.
Why are we not together anymore? Why do you hate me? What'd I do?
Have you met you before?
What'd I do?
Have you met you before?
I just made you a star. I mean, took this radio show from nothing to like, now we're killing
it. No, Steve
it.
Has.
Of kids.
It's Steve. It's not you.
Steve's
so Pat
it.
McAfee made a comment a couple days ago that he thought the head coach of USC, Lincoln Riley, was murdered and had passed away.
Okay.
Because your president and my president announced that in his speech.
This guy's eating chips in the corner.
I know. But can I finish this story?
Yeah, please.
When the president was talking about Lincoln Riley and said Lincoln, and it's not funny, and then the mother was screaming at him to at least say the name right, Pat McAfee, I guess, just heard Lincoln Riley and was very concerned.
So who is the president talking about?
The murdered...
President Lincoln? What the guy shot in the head?
This is a serious thing, and you're trying to be a commodian.
No, you're talking about a dead Lincoln. Like I'm thinking 16th president, Illinois, tall guy, long reach.
Okay.
Great beard.
Stop being people are this dumb.
I'm just trying to get the
so
facts straight.
The college student in Georgia, okay. Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Lincoln was
spell
murdered.
It.
L-A-K-E-N. But the president said Lincoln Riley,
oh,
who is the head coach at USC. So Pat McAfee was concerned. Well, I mean, he was concerned no matter who was murdered. But when the president said the wrong name, he thought it was Lincoln Riley, the USC head coach.
Well, it sounded like Lincoln, and they probably went to high school together. That's why Biden was confused. Him and old Honest Abe, they probably walked to school uphill both ways.
In the snow.
That's the only way to get there.
Last week, Saturday, UFC 299, great card.
Yeah.
Great fun. Great fights.
Did you see any of it?
I saw the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Where did you think I was?
Outside. Up high.
No.
It was a bird's eye view.
I did a, it's called a mitzvah.
Oh,
I did a mitzvah.
At the, it means...
A good deed.
Good deed.
He did a good deed.
Doesn't mean mazal. Mazal means...
So I purposely held back. We gave away a couple pair of tickets for UFC 299.
Okay.
I purposely, and I try to always hold back one pair.
Right.
And then what I like to do is I like to go in the arena, and I'll go up to the high seats and try to find, you never know who I'm looking for, but you're always looking for something.
Okay.
You know, a young child or, you know, somebody that can, you know... appreciate or, you know, whatever. So I purposely held a pair back. I went outside and I went to two security guards and I said, hey, I just want to check. Is it cool if I just walk around and give these tickets away? And they looked at me and they go, we're all for social, I forget what the words were they used.
Justice.
No, basically they're saying it's okay if you want to go sell them.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
You know, and I'm like, no, I'm not trying to sell them. I want to give them to somebody. And they looked at me stupidly.
Okay.
And so I walked down by where all the scalpers are. And I didn't want to do it in front of scalpers because that's when you get stabbed.
Scalpers are still a thing? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Digital, everything's transferred from phones. Like, there's real
Yeah.
People still on the street and doing like, I got four tickets. Yep. I need, really?
Yep. Now, they may transfer it from phone to phone. Okay. You know, I don't know how they do it. And basically, the third pair that I had, it's not that I kept them, just with full disclaimer. I did give them away. But what I said to the person was, just like what you just said, I am not giving these to you until you show up at the arena.
Okay.
Because I have found we give tickets away. Yep. Next thing you know, they're on eBay. They're on StubHub.
Or GoFundMe.
And, you know, wherever that they go and sell them. So I chose not to do that. And I said, if you're there, text me.
Okay. They show up?
They didn't show up.
They didn't show up?
They didn't show up.
Did you give it to the security guards?
So now to the story.
Oh, okay.
So then I went outside and I go to the security guards and I'm walking around and I'm looking for, you know, the right, you know, somebody going to the ticket window, but not close enough because you don't want to piss off the arena. The security guards called me back. They're like, hey, come here, come here. We've got, help these guys out. Somehow, there was three guys from Tampa who bought tickets, and somehow the ticket company that they bought them from, and I'm just going to not say it because I don't want to be sued.
Sure.
Sent them, I guess, to the wrong people.
Wolf tickets.
So now they're outside after buying three tickets. And so I said, hey, I'll give you these two. I'm going to walk you in. You know, I'm not going to, for the same reason, not that I didn't trust them. So they went to the ticket window. They bought one ticket. And then they went in.
Nice.
And they sat up in our area. And the Knockout Radio crew was up there. And I felt good, you know, that I could help them.
So you've been
hopefully they'll get their money back from this ticket company because they didn't get their tickets.
So you've been doing tickets and games forever. I mean, back when they probably were printed in tablets or stones. But like as the scalping thing goes crazier, what's the craziest story you've heard of someone taking advantage? Like, you know, because you hear people, hey, I paid online and then they never got transferred, or they're fake tickets or duplicate photocopies. So what's the craziest scalping story you have?
Well, I have a few. Is Ed listening?
Oh, he's
are they listening here? Are you guys listening? Can you hear?
His board's
all right, I just want Ed to hear this. So what's your name again? Matt. Matt asked if I've had or heard or seen any crazy scalping ticket stories. So I'm going to tell a story of someone that you're very familiar with, as am I, who used to have a radio show here. So he went and he got tickets for somebody to a Tampa Bay Buccaneer game. He met them or sold them the tickets, okay, but he had to escort them in.
Okay.
So he took the money from this guy who was a former quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Okay. So they knew each other. So he took the money or whatever he did. He walked up to the gate. He went in first, and then he left.
With the money?
The money and the tickets.
Wow. That's ballsy.
That's,
I mean, especially since you know him in real life. Like, it's not like a anonymous scam on the internet.
Right. There's a story of a person who did a giveaway of Super Bowl tickets. Big raffle. All this money, blah, 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 blah. So the guy's like, okay, where's my tickets? He goes, oh, I left them in my car. Let me go get them. He walked to the car, started it, and left.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the worst one I've seen.
Okay. All right. I mean, there was a guy who went to jail for that in downtown St. Pete. I remember I met him in 07. He had a location. He wanted to build a pizzeria, so he was looking for a partner, an operator. And he sold fake Super Bowl tickets and got caught and did time. I went to jail.
He should. It's not right. And the person that I spoke of went to jail.
Yeah.
Not for that incident, but he had a laundry list of incidents. So, you know, and I understand, like when I was trying to help these guys, they were leery. And I'm like, I don't want anything.
Right.
I want to walk you in.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that you go in. You know, that's why I don't want to give them to you. And it's not that I don't trust you, but it's that I don't trust you.
But you would think that with technology, they would clean a lot of that up, like the fraud aspect, right? Or is it still just as rampant as it was with paper tickets and counterfeits?
I'm sure it's not as bad, but how did that happen with the the company that these three guys bought tickets from,
right,
that they got sent to the wrong people. Now, freaky things have happened, but I knew that they would not get it rectified in time for the fights. My son, it's happened too. You know, and it's the wrong letter or whatever, and it takes forever. Now you've missed six fights.
Right.
There's enough people that miss early fights.
Sure.
You know, here's three
Miami.
People.
Miami doesn't start till 1 a.m.
It was awful.
I mean,
right, let's go hit the final break of hour number one and more arrogance from the guy to my right when we return.
Hey there, this is Randy Jones. I'm the original cowboy from Village People, and you're listening to Knockout Radio, and you better watch out, because I'm going to be there before you know it. Take care.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
Let me get this straight. Jimmy Kimmel is ripping me.
Yeah, for being an unintelligent man.
An illiterate.
Well, same thing.
Yeah. You know, because I use like U, R, the letter U and R. You know, you want to get it. It's kind of like when you ask a question.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me rephrase that, because with Dana, you didn't ask a question.
Negative statements.
You just made 412 statements all crammed in one sentence.
I just tell people what to say. I just tell people what to do.
Like when you make these questions or statements, you want to get in, you want to get out. You don't.
Yeah,
you talk
stay.
Forever.
Yeah, I go in.
Because you want to hear yourself talk.
I'm all the way in.
So I try to make it as quick. You are. Not Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. You are. You know, you're asking an athlete or celebrity for 3 seconds of their time to do a liner.
I mean, grammar saves lives. I mean, look.
Words are hurtful.
Well, let's eat grandma or let's eat grandma. Punctuation matters. Commas matter. Commas save lives.
Did you see the dude? I think he's in Africa. The video is everywhere. It's a guy that eats humans.
What?
Yeah.
Like it's
a cannibal.
Oh, it's
cannibal? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that cannibal.
Okay. So there's a body on the fire, and he reaches in and takes a piece of arm, and he's eating it.
I mean, I don't think you should be that shocked, because going across Alligator Alley when my gas light came on, you were like, if this car runs out of gas, I'm eating your arm. I'm going to eat you. Like you were telling me you were a cannibal in that moment.
I would be.
And I told you you would get ink poisoning.
Right.
Because I have too much tattoo.
Right. But why is it any different? Seriously. And no joking, you know.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I'm just saying if you're starving, if you're on a deserted island, a plane crashes, there's no food. You can't fish. You can't anything. And I'm not even going to say you kill the person to eat them, even though it's you or me and I will kill you. Somebody dies. Why is that any different than eating chicken or
You've seen the billboards. You know, it has like
eat
chicken.
Eat more chicken.
Oh, no, it has chicken, cow, pig, you know, all the animals that are acceptable to eat. And then there's a slash, and then it's like horse, You know, all the animals that are like not eatable, like giraffes and elephants.
I think everything is edible.
But like, it's where do you draw the line?
Wolverine ate horse.
But where do you draw the line as far as like what's acceptable, what's emotionally attached? And I know like for a lot of vegans or vegetarians, especially, they see fish as acceptable. It's one of those things that vegetarians will actually eat. If they eat meat,
some don't,
because it's emotionless. When you kill a fish, there's no sound, there's no cruelty behind it. So it's the animals when they have like emotion.
Well, they say a face. I think they say with a face they won't eat.
So I have a face, so you would eat me
in a heartbeat. Yeah. Now, if there was an option, you know, if it was you or Burger King, I'm eating you. But if it's you,
well, why do you not like Burger King?
I'm not a big Burger
King.
What'd
the Burger King do to you? The flame broil? That's great.
I didn't get a crown last time I went in. You know, but if it's you and there's something else there to eat, I'm just saying that it's awful. But why is it awful? More awful if you're starving?
Well, it's survival.
And there's a dead body there.
Yeah, if it's survival, that's what you got
to
do.
Now, if I happen to help you along in dying so I have something to eat, it's okay too.
All right. I like it.
All right, so last Saturday we were down in Miami, UFC 299. Starting at the top, A, did you watch?
I did not.
A, do you know anything about it?
I know sure Sean O'Malley won.
Have you heard of the UFC?
Yeah, I know Gilbert Burns lost.
Yes, pretty badly.
And I know Dustin Poirier won. Went on and talked about his mental health afterwards and how he was really dealing with it, you know, behind the scenes. Not sure if he was ever going to fight again or even be here anymore. So thought helping erase the stigma of mental health, I thought it was big for Dustin to come out. So yeah, I tuned into like that.
Well, we talked about that last week, talking about your issues. That's why I'm adamant about some of the things, and I know we're on opposite sides of the fence on some of these subjects. I think it's okay for male, female, children to cry, you know, if something's emotional.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I tear up quite a bit thinking about, you know, my passed away relatives and, you know. So I think it's helpful, and I'm glad Dustin did talk about it. You know, a lot of people don't like Patty the Batty.
Yeah.
You know, just him. But when he came out and talked about his friend who committed suicide and didn't have what it takes to ask for help and all that, and basically said the stigma of asking for help.
Sure.
I mean, I think he turned a lot of people on who he is, and that, and of course the dog poop story, you know, definitely gave a different light on Patty the Batty.
Yeah, no, it's something that's going to be talked about, and yeah, but no, it looked like Miami was packed. It looked like the crowd is engaged. I mean, when you travel on the road to the USC, you don't really know what the arena is going to bring. I mean, because this is not other organizations. This is the UFC. They're really the only one that can fill that kind of arena, right, with that kind of actual fans and attendance, right? They have the star power to bring it together. And it looks like Miami is a major fight hub.
Oh, it definitely. Well, it's a major city.
Right.
So, and with Rivera fighting for the title, obviously, there was a lot of chants,
right?
A lot of Ecuadorians.
Sure.
But I will say this. It was the most unprofessional press box I've ever been in.
And what happened with the press box?
Well, there was 45 media from Ecuador.
And 45 was in the building.
And 45 was in the building. How ironic. And your friend was there, too.
Yeah, Dave Portnoy. Yeah, we got to talk about that afterwards.
So I had to refrain myself. My blood was starting to boil.
And what ticked you off this time?
Well, they were up there chanting and cheering and waving flags, and it's the press box.
Not professional.
It's not professional.
Yeah.
So Steve was looking at me, and I kept getting a little upset. And honestly, I'm saying to myself, and I didn't want to, and I don't mean to take it out on Cheeto. I don't know Marlon, okay? And I wasn't necessarily rooting against him, but I didn't want him to win.
Okay.
Because I wanted to, and did, when the fight was over and we all start bolting to the elevator to go to the press conference, I said to the lady who was waving the flag and doing all the chanting in the press box, as I walked by, I said, "Enjoy your flight home."
Hmm.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Well,
now I wouldn't have said that if they won, because they would have enjoyed their flight home.
And who was she? Like, she was just with his camp?
No, she was media. She was a credentialed media in the press box.
Cheering for her.
There was probably, to our right, to Steve's, you know, I was up against a pole on purpose. Steve was next, and then there was probably 20 or so, all cheering.
Now, I'm going to ask the question, and I'm not trying to be
3 minutes
that guy to you.
You are that guy.
No, but I'm just saying, your standard and your traditions are important to you, right? It's like, it's just how you were raised in the media and how you've conducted yourself throughout the years. But all these guys that are credentialed, these other 45 that the UFC say, hey, your voice matters. We're going to credential you because you have a podcast, because you're an influencer, because you're a so-and-so. They don't play by the same rules of integrity.
Then they shouldn't have a press credential.
Well, that's your opinion. But like, no, obviously the UFC sees nothing wrong with it.
Not at all.
Why would they? Because
it's in the credential when you request it.
I see that. But also, it says no drinking, right? You can't drink beer at the media table.
Correct.
But when we were in Denver, and Cliff Cage, my buddy who's a DJ down in Colorado Springs, he was drinking a beer, and the media came over and took it, or the UFC staff.
Right.
So they enforced it. So obviously, if they allowed this chanting and cheering.
No, they didn't enforce it.
They didn't enforce it from the UFC side.
Nobody came up.
Right.
No, I'm just saying nobody came up. You know, because we're all the way at the top of the building.
Okay.
And for the record, I'm proud of this. My former co-host, one of my favorite co-hosts, was drinking a beer at a UFC, early UFC, UFC 30-something, 40-something. And I'm the one that went to the UFC and said, hey, stop her. What's going on? And ever since then, you know, it's always in there. At the Bucks game, at the NFL game, it's said, Paul Porter says, you know, there'll be no cheering. You could be kicked out. You could lose your credentials, blah, 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 blah. You're not supposed to cheer. Cheer inside, cheer under the table. They all were very, very, very unprofessional.
But the world's changing.
And
are you going to be like that bitter old guy that's always frustrated that the world is changing?
My name's Otto. I want you to call me Otto from now on.
Yeah, I mean,
have you seen that movie?
That's
yet?
You.
Have you seen the movie?
Just a bitter old guy.
I love it.
But you're getting softer, I think, as you age a little bit.
Some things have happened recently.
You've softened.
You know, you do. I mean, my grandchild. So that's changed me. Some music that I now understand and listen to the words has changed me. You know what else has changed me?
Me.
1 hour down, 2 hours to go, and some interviews. Less of you, more fighters coming up in the hour number two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Sanders, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.